so many days tripping your fucking trim off. Really tires a girl down. At least Dorothy's back. Watch her back. She felt safer for her old cousin beside her. She went to the cafeteria for some baked pepper and cheese orzo. Read the paper. The fucking plague. The yellow fever. It's gotten to Chinola. Festertown. And the hamlet of Gimpy Gimp. Wiping the fuck out of the Munchkin population. There's hardly any left, they say. Hell, the population here of pet munchkins are probably bigger than the outside. Always filthy little chubby little bitches anyway.
Good for making your cock look big.
Says Prospero as he elbows his way through the crowd. And he left something. While he's talking to somebody, he's just about as fucked up as anybody else is, and, well, Alice just got curious as she grabbed the suitcase. It's a dragon skin suitcase, and she takes it to the bathroom, into one of the stalls. One of the least cum dripping off of it. And opens it up. It's full of sex toys. We're talking high dollar fucking sex toys, including, to her excitement, the oldest prehistoric dildo known. We're talking 40,000-year-old dildo made out of completely vaginally smooth walrus bone shaped like a penis. Somewhat rounded at the head.
Sorry.
That's not all. There's a camera. A very fucking nice 14 terabyte digital camera and pills labeled in neat little subscription bottles, all of them to Prince P. She takes some Valium. She can use them after all that fucking tripping. Takes a couple oxys and fumbles her way back to the party feeling like a slinky. Nice apple brown Betty in the cafe with some cigarettes while waiting for Dorothy. Where's Dorothy? Supposed to meet me here.